Hello, welcome to Can You Get to That? I'm your host, Caitlin Best.
Your other host, Matthew Olson. Hello. Welcome to the 23rd of Frigidaire.
A frosty.
I mean, Frimaire.
Frimaire.
Frimaire. Frimaire.
23 Frimaire, 224.
224?
Mm-hmm.
What was the first number?
224. 23.
23?
Mm-hmm. 23. So 23 is frosty. 224. Do you know why it's that day? Can you tell the listeners about why the date suddenly changed?
Oh, we revolted.
Exactly. Yeah. We are in the Enlightenment Zone.
We have
built ourselves the temple in your apartment. We have built ourselves a temple of the supreme being. We no longer follow your God, America, or your flag. We follow the supreme being. We do things according to the principles of
two questions.
Of Rousseau.
Two questions
in here.
Two questions.
Yeah.
One, what is the supreme being?
The supreme being is the enlightened version of your vulgar and violent Christian God.
Oh, okay. All right. Second question.
And I should add that I can have you beheaded for asking that, so I would ask you, please do not bring that up again. Now, is this a better question? Or is this another anti-revolutionary question?
Hey, I'm just here to have a good time and stay frosty.
You're kind of sounding like a monarchist right now, Matt.
Staying frosty does not sound like a monarchy move.
It sounds a little bit aristocratic to me, but go on, ask your question.
I won't tell.
I'll keep it quiet.
I don't know if I can trust that. That's the kind of thing that a monarchist says to you. Flip the tables, boom.
You're calling me a monarchist now.
I'm pretty sure what you're implying is
I'm the one that built the temple of the supreme being in your apartment and taught you what it was.
Question two is,
if it weren't for me, your pillows and blankets would still be on your fucking aristocrat's four-post bed.
Sure, okay. Question two is, what are the dimensions of this enlightenment zone you speak of?
What are the dimensions of it?
Yeah.
As in, like, does it exist in some sort of quantum state?
No, as in, like...
How big is it?
Apparently, we're not in the Enlightenment era. There's just a predefined zone that you can either be in or outside of. And if you're inside, you're enlightened.
Well, it's like I said, we here in your apartment seceded from the rest of the apartment complex.
So it's about 50 by...
Yeah.
50 by 50 feet.
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah, all put together.
Yeah. The bathroom included. That's the Enlightenment Zone?
Yes. Your roommate's room is not part of the Enlightenment Zone. Okay. So we don't go there.
Yeah.
We don't go there anymore.
Take that down to about a quarter then.
Yeah.
Okay. This week's subject, supplied to us by listener Brian Click. Thank you, Brian. Is the French Republican calendar. Which if you couldn't guess, today in the Gregorian calendar it is Sunday, December 13th, 2015.
It's such a bleak, dark number,
I don't... What's...
Compared to...
What's
the... 23 frimaire.
What feeling does that give you?
Just like we're living in a new and better era,
Okay, sure, right. An era which ended, and which, depending on which website you go to, if you go to any links further down the page on Google, you might get a different estimate for... December 13th, 2015,
mm-hmm.
because scholars don't agree on how they should have inserted leap days. So, but that's approximately what it is. And another feature of this calendar that you threw my way is that the days have unique names. Day of the year has a unique name.
Every single day of the year.
And today's date, 23 frimaire.
Let's read it in French first.
Wait, what?
Let's read the name in French. The name is Rousseau, which I didn't know means read.
Which is like some spooky shit if you like us two.
Which is pretty spooky.
Went to Reed College, so.
I think it's some sort of sign that we're doing things right here in the Enlightenment Zone.
I wish it had been the French word for marijuana. That'd be a funnier day.
I'm pretty sure the French just say marijuana.
I wish.
I know that the French say pot and weed.
Weed. I wish it had been weed and not reed. I wish it had been the French. I wish it had been the 69th day of one of the months.
You know, it is the. Given that here in the Enlightenment Zone, it is the. What? The Fourth Republic now? I mean, we can make it whatever day we want to. So
this French Republican calendar came about during the revolution and was used for like what, 8 years or something?
Oh, not even. I'm going to say we can check this when we get to the page, but I'm going to say 5 tops.
Okay. Well, anyway, it was used for a very brief period of time. And so it's a decimal system. So I guess there's just 10 months.
Yeah.
But those months don't have 10 days each. It's not like it's like truncated calendar, and they don't have 100 days. So it's like,
oh, you know what? There's actually are 12 months.
Oh, 12 months.
Yeah.
Oh, that's,
but
10 day week.
Each week is 10 days long.
So then like what would it have been? Would have been roughly like a month is 3 weeks.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, okay, so a 10-day cycle called a décade, which is a week,
mm-hmm.
And this was very unpopular because people got a lot less leisure time, because it's every 10 days you get a day off.
New names were invented for the months by the poet Philippe-François Nazaire Fabre, or Fabre?
Fabre.
Oh, just Fabre.
Better known as Fabre d'Églantine.
Better known as that there dude who renamed all the months to be funny.
Oh my God. Can we just take note of the fact that this webpage about the French Republican calendar capitalizes the word nature?
Oh my God.
I mean, as it should be. As we do here.
Okay.
Okay.
We need to turn the Enlightenment down just a notch or two. I don't know if we can sustain that level of Enlightenment. Anyway, so yeah, thank you again to Brian for this subject. It's a decimal calendar. Did not catch on like the metric system did. Not even close. But that's the subject we're getting to today. Unless
what?
First, to speak of another thing that involves the number 10.
Do we want to, or do we want to save it?
I think we need to tease.
We want to tease it?
If you want that thing that you want to discuss to be a topic, yeah. We should probably like
just
whet the audience's appetite.
Get it out.
Yeah, because also what if you say all the things you think about it and then we realize that we wouldn't have that much to say.
But what if I blow my whole load right here? Conversely, what if I just blow my whole load?
Yeah, well, that's your problem, and then it's not an episode, is
okay.
What I'm saying.
I'm gonna...
If your whole load is blown, you're like, wow, I couldn't talk about this
my
thing
whole
anymore.
Load is like... Okay. So, the 10 things are the 10 things that I hate about you. Not you, Matt. I couldn't think of 10 things I hate about you if I tried.
You probably could. You could probably think of 10 things. They might not be the same 10 things from 10 things I hate about you.
Anyway, I'm talking about the classic 1999 teen film starring Julia Stiles and Heath Ledger and Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yep.
And you know, I used to like confidently say that it was my favorite teen film, and I just rewatched it and I'm not so sure anymore. Because I do think that it's pretty problematic, like even compared to other teen films.
Have you watched 16 Candles lately?
No, I haven't. That's true. I haven't. I haven't. I haven't watched most teen films in like a while.
You need to go back to some of the earlier teen films because they're also.
Oh, I'm sure those
more,
'80s ones are super bad.
They're way worse.
But Clueless, I think, is like solid. I think I will vouch for Clueless and say that it's like it's pretty all right.
Isn't there a part where she just casually tosses around the
yes,
R word?
Yes, there is. And that happens in 10 Things I Hate About You also. That was the time. Not that I'm excusing it.
Right.
But I just do want to say that the entire plot of 10 Things I Hate About You is about these guys scheming to, like, basically it's these two sisters, right?
Yeah.
And Julia, or the younger one, I don't know what the fuck her name is. She can't date until Julia okay. Stiles dates. And Julia Stiles is like this super like smart, witty, like cutting,
right?
Like ultra feminist.
Yeah.
And so basically
she doesn't want to date.
She doesn't want to date because feminists don't want to date because she's a lesbian. And
okay.
They scheme to get her to go out with Heath Ledger so that the younger sister can go out with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt is this, okay, as adorable as he is at that age, he's 18 in this movie,
uh-huh.
is this fucking, like, the most vile of the nice guys. And he has this little friend that helps him scheme who is the other most vile of the nice guys. And they just go around, like, feeling so sad because this jock is trying to get with a younger sister also. And why does she like him when he's a jerk?
Yeah.
And I don't do anything creepy. All I do is like follow her around and yeah. pay people to get her sister to date somebody. But I will say that the cast is as cute as they have always been to me. They're okay. so cute.
Okay.
It's one of the few teen movies, I think, that cast actual teens in those roles.
Yeah, so it's that much weirder for you to say that they're still cute to you.
They're all at least 18. I mean, cute in a cheek-pinchy way.
Sure, you do.
Shut up.
Anyway.
Oh, and on the Julia Stiles being a lesbian part, they show her going to this fucking club, which is filled with nothing but women. There's not a single man in the place to watch like some like a riot girl band or something.
Uh-huh.
And the reason that we're supposed to believe that she is interested in men is because she owns a single picture of Jared Leto.
I don't remember that part of the movie. Well, you just did a solid 5 on 10 Things I Hate About You. So listeners, get at us if you want to hear more about that. But in that 5 minutes, I could not think of a sensible segue from 10 Things I Hate About You into the decimal system.
That was just my week, basically. It was my week, so.
But it was a 7-day week.
It was a 7-day week.
Imagine tacking 3 more days on there. Boom, segue secured. Right. Let's click random article.
All right, random article. Let's
play the game.
Whoa.
Well.
That's weird.
This might get us somewhere. First stop is power to the people.
Power to the people.
Or in Russian, can you read that? Can you read Cyrillic?
At one time I could.
Uh-oh. Well,
yeah,
it says the English
Blast Narodu. There it is. The okay. transliteration is there.
Yeah,
it's a political alliance in Russia. It was established in 1995.
Okay. Well,
just to reiterate, there is an exclamation point in the name of this
power to the people
in the name of this political point. Alliance.
Yeah. That's good branding.
You know what? We're going to do this in like 3 fucking steps.
Because we're going to just go to Russia.
Because we're here. Like, there's so many ways we can go. Like, we can go through like politics. We can go through countries.
Yeah. Then, I mean.
We can go through Duma.
We can always make it harder on ourselves.
How so?
On ourselves. Well, I mean, yeah, we don't have actually a lot of options to click off of this one. I mean, the furthest deep shit we could get ourselves into would be the Russian legislative election of 1995. Yeah, but even then, we could probably get to France pretty easy.
Yeah.
But we could be like, no clicking on the names of places. Or...
Yeah, you know, there's versions of this game that are a lot stricter than the way we play it.
Yeah. They play that game for just the raw competition of it. And I'm not saying we don't take it seriously, but we sit down here, we come prepared.
It's more for the joy of it.
We come prepared only with what we have to talk about from that week.
Yeah.
Be it 5 minutes of 10 Things I Hate About You or which ASMR videos I fell asleep to this week. What would I do with my hair?
Mm-hmm. wait a second, Matt.
Wait a second. But then we get into the game part and we're just lost souls on the wiki C trying to make yuck yucks.
I mean,
so I feel okay that we play it kind of fast and loose still not like search barring or anything.
I don't ever feel like we're lost, Matt. I feel like we're always at home whenever we're on the Wikipedia.
Just last week, we didn't get to the thing.
But we were still at home in the wiki space. You know?
I guess that's one way of looking at it. That's how I look at it. But I don't know if I want to look at wiki space as home for me.
That's how I look at it. Hey, have you donated money to Wikipedia yet?
Fuck
part
no.
Of their campaign?
Fuck no. In fact,
old Jimmy, as they call him.
If you're listening to this podcast right now and they're still doing a fundraiser.
Please don't give
don't
money to Wikipedia.
Don't fucking donate to Wikipedia. Not until they fix some of this shit that makes this game hard. Fucking stealth links, stubs all around.
Stubs all around. So
Wikipedia is just a minefield of stub articles. Yeah. It's the worst.
You never know when you're going to land on one. It's fucked right. up. Okay. I do really like the word Duma. Do you know that's the Russian word for their legislature?
Yeah, yeah.
Duma?
I didn't know that.
What a silly name, you know?
Do you feel like we should click that?
Well...
Or do you just like it?
I just like the name. I'm just throwing that out there.
Should we click Russia?
I guess. I feel like we go through places a lot. I kind of want to click 1995 parliamentary elections.
That's like just opting for hard mode, though. Do you want to?
Yeah.
All right. Shit.
All but, right. Look no, at it's not these. A stub. Look at these dudes here.
That's Russian legislative
Such
election.
Russians.
1995, step two. What if I started to just do the announcements of what page we were on? Like, we like led with like 3 seconds of silence, and then I do my best NPR.
Which NPR character?
Iron
Glass.
No, here's my best like general
Russian,
NPR.
Russian legislative election.
No, no, no.
1995.
No. Also, that's PRI. Get it right.
What I said, Ira Glass.
Yeah.
Oh well, it's on NPR affiliates.
Okay. Anyway, I would just do a generic, so it could be like Russian legislative election 1995. That's actually more like a TomTom.
Yeah, that didn't sound like NPR.
Well, maybe I don't have a generic NPR. Okay, you do it.
I'm going to intro you.
All right.
Welcome to NPR. It's 8:01. The news is next.
Russian legislative election 1990. No, that was like barely an intro.
Sorry.
You should have made up some fake shit. But here, let me try not a generic NPR then. So just imagine we just clicked on the link and we landed on the page. Uh-huh. And I'm going to tell you what page we're on now.
Okay.
And then try to guess what NPR personality I am.
All right.
Russian legislative election 1995.
Well, Diane.
I'm Diane Rame.
Yeah, we know.
Okay. All right. Anyway, that's
what if you yeah what now. If you just did the show as Diane Rame?
Don't trust me, Caitlin. I will do it.
Diane, what if Diane Rame was just like a
what if like Diane Rame just wasted her time on the internet?
She was trying to sabotage our podcast.
I think it would go a little something like this. No.
Can we talk about the Russians on this page?
The two Russians pictured on the page?
Can we talk about their brows?
They got some pretty intense brow these work men, going on.
These men just have the most furrowed brows.
I mean, you know, it's what? Maybe seven? Not even 7 years after the Berlin Wall.
After the triumph of democracy.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're still, you know...
They're still grumpy.
Knee-deep in the new Russia. And they gotta concentrate real hard to figure out what's best for the country.
Oh, well, I was thinking they were still feeling the grump.
Oh, the communist grump?
Yeah, back in Stalin's Russia, everybody was grumpy.
Okay. Can you cite a source for that?
No, just, oh, this guy looks cheerful, actually. Sorry, I have to take back my assessment.
Oh, yeah, there's actually more parties who participated in the election.
There's another gentleman here whose brows are very cheery.
Mm-hmm.
Just arched as high. Imagine a man's brows arched as high as they will go, and that's what this guy looks like.
Yeah.
All right. So,
so just to be clear, I don't think Power to the People did very well in this election.
Well, they were like a, I don't remember what parties. It was like a coalition.
These are a list of the parties. And then if you scroll up, Power of the People.
But which Power of the People was not a... Oh, yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. There it is.
Some
There's
party.
Also Forward Russia.
With also an exclamation point.
That's like, that wouldn't fly here. Like, you could never have a political party with an exclamation point.
No. Well, you could...
To be fair, there would never be another political party here.
No,
but
no, we're locked in a terrible
system. We're locked in, but...
But have you seen Jeb Bush's, like, campaign materials?
Yes!
Say, Jeb!
Jeb! Hey, vote for me, Jeb!
I think, yeah, exclamation points He's have just, no place in American
this,
politics.
Oh my, yeah, and it just comes across as such a sad, like... like, hey, look at me... A man who's not completely dead inside. Jeb. I want your vote. I really want your vote. Put
I'm
me in the
like
White
you.
House.
Jeb.
I'm a human man and I want to be the president. Trust me, Jeb.
I say my own name over and over again like a Pokemon. Jeb.
Jeb.
Jeb. Jeb. Jeb. Jeb. Think about this. Think about how we would all know that Donald Trump was never really serious about it, you know, this whole... awful campaign he's running. We would know that was the case if tomorrow he rebranded his campaign to say Trump exclamation point, then everybody would be like, oh my god, it was a joke the whole time. Like, he's being a huge jerk.
All it would take.
I think that would tip the hand a little bit much. Then it would be like, okay, Hillary, how much did you pay?
I'm thinking it might take him to do the alternating lowercase and uppercase.
XX
with a little
Trump,
a little
XX.
Tilde. A little sparklies.
Oh, okay, you're saying more like pastel goth Tumblr.
Exactly, life. Yeah, okay. Like a little dreamier.
Ah, yeah. No, I mean, that would just get him the conservative anime conservative anime fans on his side, which currently they're all in Cruz's pocket, so because Cruz has those anime eyes. Have you seen pictures of Ted Cruz smiling? Because he looks like the anime version of a frumpy man.
See, I don't think he has anime eyes. I definitely do agree with that assessment. But I think that Ben Carson has got a little bit more of an anime look.
Oh, he's kawaii.
He's got this, exactly. He's super kawaii. He's got this sort of far off look. And
where he's just thinking about brains and how wrong he is about everything.
You can just picture the sparkles. You can just picture there being sparkles.
Those ignorance sparkles.
All right, where are we going from here? We can go to.
Well, we picked hard mode. So
we did pick hard mode, but I mean, we can go wherever, you know.
Well, we can't go wherever. We have to click the links.
Thank you.
Can we scroll over Communist Party? You see the link there and see if that means General Communist Party or no?
That's the Russian Communist Party.
It would probably only be a click away, like, to communism.
Hey, so the communist is interesting, though. The Communist Party won in 1995.
Well, yeah.
So this guy is like, let the grump continue.
Yeah.
Let the grump roll.
Well, so long as... You're saying grump equals communism, but there are two grumps pictured at the top.
That's
of this
true.
Page.
There
so
are two grumps.
The grump transcends.
That's true.
Mere political.
Yeah, and the
organization.
And the poor cheery guy got last place.
He does not look cheery. What are you talking?
Look at
about?
His eyebrows. If I just block out his face, but not his eyebrows.
Okay, this is great podcast material. If I just talk about this picture for an extended period of time.
It's one of our rules.
It's one of our brand elements, talking about things the listeners can't see. I caught myself, I listened back to, I think, one of our episodes where I said readers, and you didn't call me out.
I think I probably thought it was, like, poetic or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. It was a whoopsie.
All right, well, I'm going to click on Federal Assembly of Russia.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
I guess. Yeah. I hope that gets us close.
This is going to pan out. Wouldn't it be funny if it didn't?
Federal Assembly of Russia.
Wouldn't it be funny if it just didn't pan out at all?
Yeah, because we had this one in the bag.
Yeah, that'd be kind of tight, though.
Would it? Would it be if we didn't do a good job on the show? I don't know if it would be.
Is this the new Matt?
No. No, this is
Did you, like, breathe some helium just now?
It wasn't helium. That's a Whippets joke. This is because your
drugs.
Voice gets all...
Drugs are funny.
Whippets aren't funny. When
I mean, Whippets are kind of funny.
I mean...
They do make people laugh.
They do make people laugh. And then people have their... Okay. One time I saw someone do a Whippet, and it was funny.
It was funny to you.
It was really funny. But the number of times... I've walked past large groups of people doing Whippets.
Yeah.
Laughing at not good uses of the voice.
Uh-huh.
It sours me on the whole concept.
Yeah. I
basically mean, only funny people should use Whippets.
There's use and then there's abuse, you know?
That's right. And if you're not funny, you don't have any business being around those.
Yeah. That's can't argue with that.
I know someone, I think you know this person too. When they were young, their older sibling and them would, when they ran out of whipped cream in the can,
mm-hmm.
would basically do Whippets out of the remaining.
Oh my goodness.
They didn't like know what that was.
I might know this person, but I don't know what's going on there. I've never heard that story.
It's just like I guess. Yeah.
How did they figure that out? Were they just trying to suck all the whipped cream out? And then
I think so. And
oh
then
my
they're
God.
Like, whoa,
that's crazy. That's one of those, like, where does cheese come from? Like, it was a whoopsie that we made.
I don't think...
The milk went bad and we ate it anyway.
They didn't discover Whippets this way. They just,
that's what like... I like to think. In my own like, mythos
like...
of Whippets, that's where they came from.
So this person, approximately our age, then immediately turned around and got this idea out there in the world.
Yeah.
To the point where when we were in college,
oh no! I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that at some time in history, that's what happened.
That's
how Whippets happened
someone
to someone else.
That whipped cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like good.
Oh stop! Ooh, no, that's doubled back in my ears. Does not trigger my ASMR.
All right. Here we are. We need to get to like Parliament,
Federal Assembly,
Constitution.
Yeah, we do.
All right, why is legislature not a fucking link in this article? Does that make sense to you? Does that make sense?
That doesn't make sense to me, no.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Sorry.
Okay, there's just, upper house and lower house, which could pan out.
I'm just thinking of this other thing, and bear
what
with me
thing?
Here.
Okay.
We're back on the subject of Whippets.
Okay.
For the listeners at home, if you don't know what a Whippet is, don't ask me to explain, because I'm not going to. That's what Wikipedia is for. You should know that you're listening to this podcast.
Okay, what's the thing?
Okay, the thing is that why is it? There's like, I know there's a way you can do it with like a balloon. And then there's like, why is it though that the preferred way of doing it
mm-hmm.
is the exact same as the thing you would use to actually use it for whipped cream? Like,
I don't know. I mean, what would be another way of doing it?
What I'm asking is, was this thing designed for whipped cream first, and then it just happened that, it also still works good
right.
for the drug
or
stuff?
Or was it the other way around?
Or was it like a little column A, little column B?
It's for both.
Whereas like someone just like, I'm going to optimize along these two curves, good for
I mean,
decorating
I know that,
cakes
I know that,
and good for getting high for 10 seconds.
I know
seconds.
That you can... I know that there's a brand of, what's the actual gas called? There's a brand of that stuff mm-hmm. that's just called Whippets.
Yeah.
You know which what? Makes me think that it's little column A, little column B.
Okay.
I mean, obviously for some companies.
Well,
is.
Yeah, I think it looks for all the companies, they're like, we don't care why you're buying this.
Right.
But I'm wondering about the canister or cracker companies.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't have an answer for you, I'm afraid.
Okay. Well, that was my curiosity. That's what I was like staring off into the distance thinking
put
about
that question
that.
Out there. If anybody knows.
If anybody knows. One last note on Whippets.
Okay.
You know the reclaimed goods store scrap here in Portland.
Yes.
For crafts.
Are there
stuff.
A lot of whippet canisters there?
There's just a bin full of them.
No way.
Yeah.
What do people, what, like empty ones?
Uh-huh.
Oh, what do you do with that?
Ones? Well, ostensibly, it's at the reclaimed, like, recycled goods crafting
like,
store.
Make jewelry out of it?
Well, they take anything, and then people go, and then they see if they have a use for anything.
I know what you can make out of it.
What?
I got it. Guitar slide.
Now, there you go.
Cut off the ends. Mm-hmm. File it down a little bit.
You could do that.
You could do that.
What else could you make out of those? I mean, let's be honest. If any
wind chime, that seems like an obvious.
That would be actually really dope. That would be really dope.
I mean, you'd look like a fucking, like such a shithead if you had that out in the front of your house.
I mean, probably. But...
I'm picturing the like stoneriest dumbass that went to my high school that like got arrested for like blowing up old farm equipment.
Uh huh.
I'm picturing him now at his whatever wherever his home is having that.
I'm picturing this guy who I have no actual mental image of, so I'm just filling in some guy.
Is it, let me
No. I'm just filling in some.
Ask
me you
a question.
Okay.
In your image, is he wearing a shirt?
No.
Very good.
Good. Yeah. I'm just filling in this shirtless guy, and he's sitting on his porch, and the whippet wind chime is tinkling in the wind.
Yeah.
And he's seated on a throne made out of old Bud Light and Busch cans.
Uh huh. And there's some pizza boxes in there too, because you got to eat.
Some pizza boxes stashed under
just
the chair,
sort of stuck in there.
Yeah, and he's got a little side table that's made out of. The boxes that the beer came in, but on top of the side table, there's one of those lamps, and instead of the shade, it's got a turned over takeout box.
Yeah, and the lamp is a bong.
And it functions
and
as one too.
And he's smoking out of the bong.
It's a combined bong and actual electric lamp, which seems kind of dangerous.
I'm gonna click lower house. Okay. And his house looks like the house of Cletus the Slackjawed Yokel from The Simpsons, also, as well as everything you just said.
You just thought you had to pick,
I just wanted to
kick that in there. Yeah. Okay,
here we go.
Step 4, lower house.
Why do we have, so we have two houses, like, because of, they used to put the lords in one house and the commoners in the other house, right?
Uh-huh.
That's like the whole reason, is it not?
I would guess so.
Like, why do we still do that? You ever think about it?
Because democracy is a great lie perpetrated, and we like to concentrate power.
That went dark.
Amongst
super fast.
Amongst smaller and small, like there are checks and balances, but only.
Hey, here's an interesting thing.
Nominal, I don't know.
There's not only are there unicameral legislatures out there, but there's multicameral legislatures.
You don't.
Tricameral legislatures, tetracameral legislatures.
You don't know about this?
I didn't know that there were that many camerals.
Yeah.
I knew that there was unicameral and bicameral. And I probably could have guessed that there were other versions, but like, there's all these names.
So like, what would a tricameral be? Would that be like the chill lords, the regular folk, and then like the mole people?
Wait, why was the first group the chill lords?
You made me well, think
that you were
going
to like set it apart from like the normal lords.
That's how they see themselves.
In
the chill zone. The upper house is chill zone. It's the Enlightenment zone.
Yeah, right. That sounds like monarchist talk. Tricameral, what would the houses be? I mean, it would be like the normal people for sure.
They have a house.
I think that you could put like celebrities, just like general purpose celebrities have a house.
Okay.
And then the third house is just corporations.
that's probably true. That probably roughly matches with how some country in this great world works.
Yeah.
Anyway, now I'm just, because now I got hung up about the whippets, and now I'm hung up thinking like, yeah, though.
And now you're hung up thinking just smash the government.
We should just have the house. Why do we have to have the fucking Senate?
I know.
Because the Senate is like, no, I don't want two
people. I know, dude. We should abolish it.
I don't want there to be two people from each
state
who have so much power.
Exactly. Wyoming doesn't deserve two people.
That too. Yeah. The fact that it's not proportional. Yeah.
I know. I think about this. I have thought about this.
God.
I'm going to click on legislature.
Okay. France has got to be on this
here's
page,
another,
right?
Here's another fun revolution fact. Maybe you already knew this. Do you know why we call it the political left and the political right?
No.
Because of in the French assembly, the liberals just started sitting on the left and the conservatives just started sitting on the right and it just fucking stuck.
So it was like cliquish though?
Yeah, it was totally cliquish.
They're just like, oh, you're not sitting, you're not eating lunch at the liberal table.
No, absolutely. Today. It was totally like the fucking, like the cafeteria at your high school or the one in Mean Girls, where there were like different zones and there were other subdivisions. There was a section called the Swamp, which was like, I think that was where the like most radical revolutionaries sat.
Wow. The Swamp.
Yeah. I could be wrong about
that. That's my political allegiance.
Who sat there, but.
The Swamp. On Tuesdays, the Swamp wears pink.
Pink's kind of an aristocratic color. I don't think they're allowed to wear that. They only wear earth tones.
undyed natural cotton.
Yeah.
Okay.
The legislature is the lawmaking body of a political unit.
Yeah, we know.
Thanks, Wikipedia. We know.
We fucking know, Wikipedia. Just show me where France at. I'm done with this hard mode shit.
We're like not even on hard mode.
It's true. We're not.
All right. There's a lot of United States up in here and not a lot of France. See, I was thinking we would go, I don't know, like historical legislatures.
Oh,
that was sort
I
of my
see.
Original thought, but I don't know if that's going to work out.
Yeah, I don't. Is there a link to that on this page? I don't even.
Or that maybe we could get to like types of government and like, you know.
Oh, I see.
Origins of.
Yeah, I mean, we can continue down whatever path. Fair warning, listeners. I'm really hungry. I ate a bowl of soup before we started.
Would you say you're hangry?
No.
That's good.
More like, how to put this? Hangant. Hangant?
What?
Hangant?
I don't know what that means.
Well, no, because that would be hangry still as the root. And I'm not angry. Hunkant.
I don't know what the kent part is.
It's vacant.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm hungry and I'm vacant.
Okay.
Okay.
Since you're vacant.
Yeah.
I have a point to make, which is that this is the most fucking incomplete list
of anything
anywhere on Wikipedia. Would you like me to list the countries whose legislatures are listed on this page?
National legislatures.
This is the full list of national legislatures on this page.
Yep.
Guam, Liberia, Marshall Islands, Northern Mariana Islands, South Sudan, Sudan, U.S. Virgin Islands.
Only seven.
That's it.
Only seven national legislatures in the entire world. It's crazy, right? Don't donate to fucking Wikipedia. Do not give Jimmy Wales.
Until they fix this shit. Vote with your dollars. Don't vote for Wikipedia.
God, I don't know what to click though. Like all these government terms and spring back memories of AP government.
Oh, I never took
and
that.
And public policy classes and all this shit. And I just wanna nom on some nachos or something.
Just don't think about nachos. Caitlin, whatever you do.
Caitlin, counterpoint, what if we got nachos after?
Like right now?
What if we got nachos in the middle of the
podcast? What if we paused the
podcast came
back to go get nachos?
I think what would happen if we did that, though. Okay, let's do it. Let's indulge in a little role play. Imagine a little thought experiment. Yeah, just imagine that we just ate nachos. And then we came back and tried to record the podcast. Starting in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, yum, yum, yum. Those were good nachos.
Oh, I'm so full.
Yummy in my tummy.
I can't think of anything but these nachos that I just ate, which is funny because before I ate them, I couldn't think of anything but them. So
and
that hasn't changed.
Scene.
Yeah, see? So I guess we should wait.
Yeah, we have to hurry. We can hurry through this. I'm going to click on government. I'm gonna get you to those nachos. But in the meantime, just think of biting into like
wait
a foam pillow.
There you go. I just want to say, though, we get a conditional win if somehow from government onwards
we get to nachos. Yeah, okay. Can we make that a
wild
rule? Can we make that a rule that we can always get to nachos and get like half credit?
Nachos parachute rule. We'll see if anybody actually listens this far into the episode. They can tweet at get to that and tell us whether or not they want the nacho parachute rule going forward.
All right, so I have a clear path.
Okay.
I'm just gonna go to Republic.
Yeah, click Republic
straight through. Can I pause to tell a story that belongs to another person?
Do you think you could share that story?
I should think it'd be fine because this person like shares it with a lot of people.
Okay.
So this is a
redact any names you need to.
I'm not. I just won't use names. So okay. this is a mutual.
Do I know this person?
He lives in my house.
Okay.
This is a mutual acquaintance of ours. Was living in Europe and was gonna go to Ireland because he'd been offered a job in a bar there. And got to Ireland. This was an under the table job. Got to Ireland. The authorities at the airport started asking questions and figured out that he was going to be working illegally, would not let him into the country, put him on a plane, deported him back to France. And he got to France and nobody had told the French police anything about what was going on. So they, you know, had to figure out like why he just got deported back to their country. And they, when they figured out it was because he'd been trying to work illegally in Ireland, they just sort of laughed. They're like, oh, those dumb Irish people, like they don't have real problems like we do here in France. And they were like, whatever, man, like welcome back to France. And he said, liberté. And do you know what the French policeman said immediately in unison? Égalité, fraternité.
There you go.
Just picture yourself like saying that in a French police station. And like,
yeah,
how at home you would feel.
Yeah. Or alternatively, how you'd be like not feeling at home, but realizing like, well, at least France will take me.
That's all feeling at home is, you know?
You get home during the holidays, you look around, everything's mostly familiar, but sort of different, and you can never have back those youthful memories. And you realize that some of the good things you ascribed to them weren't so good and some of the bad things weren't that bad.
Yeah.
And you're just like, well, at least they'll take me. What? That's not what feeling home is like.
Thanks, mom and dad.
At least they'll take me. Okay. On the page for Republic, by the way.
Yeah. Ooh, Montesquieu.
I'm glad that, mutual friend of ours didn't get, like, stranded.
Like, arrested and, like... like put in prison, yeah. Irish prison. Yeah, I'm just glad he got to have that moment. You know,
that's where you go if you try and capture a leprechaun. Irish prison.
That's the.
If you try to capture a leprechaun on foreign soil, you get deported to Irish prison.
Matt, that's the worst joke you've made.
I'm imagining biting into the foam pillow. It's getting in the way of my goofs.
I have nothing to say to that. All right, history.
The Trix Rabbit ended up in Irish prison because one day he mistakenly got a hold of some Lucky Charms.
All right, liberal republics. Jean-Jacques Rousseau, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
All right.
Enlightenment. Early modern Europe.
Yeah, we could really click on pretty much any of these.
But we want to get as close as we can.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's so this
just,
is America.
Let's
there we
just
go.
Click on the
French
Revolution. I think that's step 7. Ooh, I just hit my pop screen. Sorry about that, listeners. Hit it with my dumb glasses like a nerd.
I'm not wearing my glasses today. Did you notice?
You don't wear them.
It's because here in the Enlightenment Zone,
oh,
we don't need glasses.
Glasses are monarchists. The king couldn't see that his time was up. Boop, 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 boop. King burn.
Glasses fogged up. All right. Okay. So hopefully...
Don't
oh
you remember
God,
how,
fucking,
how the
holy
French...
Holy shit, look at how long the table of contents is. It's It's 15 sections long.
Yeah, well, this was a big fucking deal.
I know it is. It's one of my favorite things in history, actually.
Yeah.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, it was a dumb joke. It was going to be like, okay, they got their freedom by punching the glasses off the king's face.
Yeah.
And then they gave him a French swirly.
Okay, so where is this gonna be? How are we gonna get to the calendar?
Ooh.
I'm not sure. Do you remember when the calendar was actually implemented? Like, was it right there after
There was some waffling. Actually, I was looking into that.
Right.
Because they were like, do we wait 6 months? Do we not? Do we try and line this up with like business and governmental concerns?
Yeah.
Do we start it on a new Gregorian calendar day to kind of make break that way? Like, mm-hmm. kind of like when you decide to go with a new calendar,
it's hard. Yeah.
You got to think of these things.
Complicated. Especially when you fuck around with the number of days in a week.
Especially when each day has its own name.
Right. Yeah. It's a lot to remember.
Because
it's a lot to ask.
You don't want to swap over to the Gregorian calendar such that your dopest name day is like June 27th. Like, ugh. Like,
what's
shit.
What's wrong with June 27th?
Can you just think of like a more like forgettable day? I doubt it.
I guess not. I would have thought of like a February day.
Someone's gonna, oh, do you
to
hate
me,
February?
To me, February is the most forgettable month. I think we should just like do away with it. That'd be fine with me. There's nothing good that happens in February.
Isn't February Black History Month?
Well, we'll just move it. We'll move it to March.
I mean,
it's
it
better.
Should be a longer month.
Yeah, there we go.
But I can't believe it. I can't believe that that's not your first association with February.
Whatever, Matt.
I'm not.
Is that yours?
I'm not. Well, yeah. I think you're. I think when you take that away from February, yeah. February is just more winter.
That's true.
It's just leftover winter. That's why it's a shorter month too.
That's true. They
so
did.
It's got the like, unfortunately, what February's got for it is that it is the shortest month of the year, and that's the one
they chose to make Black History Month
because racism.
Which is why I'm saying that we should make August Black History Month because it's a juicy long month.
Is that a 31 day month?
Yeah. Do you know why?
Why?
Do you actually know why February has only 28 days?
I don't know why February has 28, but I thought you were asking about August.
And both. It's the same answer
to
both.
Oh, shit.
It's because the Emperor Augustus.
Oh, that prick!
Wanted his month to have more days than the other months.
So he subtracted
some? So he took a day off of February and put it on August. And I believe, like, are the 31-day months? 30 days has September, April, May, and November. That didn't help me at all.
That didn't help you at all.
September, April, May, November, I'll have 30 days. And then there's some more, but I can never remember the last part of that rhyme.
Great.
December has 31. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why December has 31. There's some other reasons, but August I know is because of...
So what you're saying is we partially have Augustus to blame for Black History Month being shafted?
Well, I mean, he didn't make it Black History Month, so...
Well,
if
yeah,
you want to put it that way, then yeah.
He also didn't make it Black History Month, which is like, fuck
that's
you,
Augustus.
That's
true. That's true. He
What's
didn't,
your problem?
Right. He didn't do that. So there is that. Yeah.
God.
Yeah. His fault.
His fault.
Tracing
back. It was all Augustus's fault when you think about it. Dude is fucking with the calendar too much.
A lot of stuff was his fault.
Like, think about why your birthday is the day it is. Fucking Augustus. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about literally any bad day you've had. Why does it have that date?
Augustus.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just think about the fact, like, he named himself Augustus, right?
I think so.
He named himself, like, great. Like, Mr. Awesome Guy is what he named himself.
You should blame all your life's problems on this fucker.
What if...
I don't suggest that.
Okay. What section?
I'm just picturing Augustus on his porch... A shitty little house sitting on his beer can throne.
No shirt on.
No shirt on. Being like, I'm so great.
You know what they should call me?
He takes another pull off of Whip Kid.
Take another day off of February. We're going 32, baby.
Fuck Augustus.
All right. I'm doing work over here while you're
just biting that foam pillow.
Yeah. Okay. So what I was trying to get at was which era in the revolution the calendar got put into place during, mm-hmm. but that might not be the best approach.
I think the best approach would be like there's probably, I mean, it's gotta be in changes. Here.
Right.
Like, I mean, we got the metric system out of it, so
did we?
Yeah. Yeah.
How did I not know that?
I don't know.
Counter-revolutionary women.
That's
fuck them.
Okay. What?
Fuck them.
Oh, counter-revolutionary.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't like them.
Okay,
long-term impact. It was not a long-term impact.
Long-term impact.
It wasn't long-term.
Just click on long-term impact and let's see what it is. Also,
okay, media and symbolism, I feel like, is what
okay,
we want.
Okay, okay. These aren't pages in themselves. These are subsections, by the way.
Yeah, just in case you thought we were cheating.
Yeah.
We're not. Okay, symbols.
They're talking about the guillotine. Like, no. This is not gonna work. More, like, strict iconography relating to, like, the revolution part. Like, the part where shit went down. Yeah, go to long-term effects. There's got to be something under there that can get us close to, like, how obsessed they were with tens and decimals and stuff.
I mean, 10 is the most logical number, so makes sense.
10 is the most logical number. It's the one that's most logical, more logical than all the other numbers. It's the number 10.
Just
yeah.
Look at your hands if you want to know. I don't remember how the song goes. Okay, influence of the French Revolution is another page. Declaration of the Rights of Man and the Citizen.
Yep.
I love that.
Love that. One of my fave tomes. Boy, oh boy.
Constitutionalism. Communism.
Weird. Yeah. It's not popping up under here.
Right, because this was not a long-term impact.
Well, the other things would have been. The other... Okay, anyway.
What other things?
Just, ugh, gosh. Sorry. We spent so much time thinking about nachos and other bullshit.
Think of the pillow.
Yeah. That now we've got like 8 minutes and I think maybe...
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How'd that happen? Maybe it was a bad idea to spend like the first like 5 minutes after our intro on 10 things I hate about you.
Yeah, I told you we should have saved it.
One thing I hate about this podcast.
A zing.
Hey, there we go. De-Christianization? Partially because they
is
wanted
this de-Christianization?
To...
No, that's general, though.
No,
so that's
no.
Not good. That's it.
That's bad. That's bad.
It's a danger zone.
Uh-oh.
Cult of the Supreme Being. It didn't have to do with that. It's a separate thing. Damn, dog. How could this not be anywhere? That's got to be mentioned on this page, or at least linked to. This is insane.
Yeah. Hey, Wikipedia.
What if we just changed our target to be guillotine?
We can't do that.
What if we just went through and edited so that every time we said French Revolutionary Calendar, we just said guillotine?
No.
Thanks, Brian Click. Thanks for the suggest.
Thanks for the suggestion of guillotine. No, we couldn't do that. That's exactly the kind of loosey-goosey rules.
It led the revolution down a dark path.
That's why we, you know, we have to
that's
stay
true. We're gonna do this
true.
Revolution right.
I found
18. Yep. I found a link to 18 Brumaire.
Yeah.
Should I click it?
Yeah, that's when Napoleon did his thing. Yeah, click it.
Oh my god, why is this what
the coup of 18?
Oh, okay,
Brumaire.
Got it.
And I think we can get to
okay, under the French Revolution Republican calendar. Yeah.
Yep. Boom. Hey. I believe that is 9 steps.
Look
which,
at this.
Which is what in French?
Neuf.
Neuf.
Neuf étapes.
Neuf étapes.
All right.
Cool. We did it.
We done did it. Oh my gosh. There's a wonderful etching on this page of a woman.
That you'll have to just go and look at yourselves.
A woman who I'm gonna say is probably like Justice or Liberty. And then there's a smaller lady
what is this?
In this etching. with six titties.
Oh, no. Why?
What does this smaller lady mean?
Why does she have six titties? This is the worst.
The six titties lady and the normal big lady and then a little boy, a little cherub boy. Are calculating this calendar together.
What do the six titties of the Republican calendar symbolize?
Oh my god.
Okay, we have to be done. We have to be done. I want you to recount to readers your reaction upon learning the unique name for your birthday. Your birth date, though.
I don't remember the name of the thing that is my birthday.
Oh.
Because it was a thing that I had never heard of. Let me look at... Okay, it's a sorb tree.
Yeah.
My reaction was, what the fuck is that?
Uh-huh.
And then I Googled... But what a sorb tree is.
Think if you're born on. Let me just scroll up a little bit. Scroll up a little bit.
Uh huh.
How do you say this one? The V one. How do you say that?
Oh, how do you say it? Vendemiaire. Yeah.
Think if you're born in the autumn month.
Oh my god. Vendemiaire.
Think if you're born in Vendemiaire, on the 21st.
On the 21st.
Chanvre.
Hemp day.
All right. Wait, I kind of want to know what mine is, though.
See, I knew you were gonna want this. Fucking knew it. Okay, yeah, I kinda want hold on. We gotta do the thing. Gotta type it into the little calculator.
Sorry.
Okay. French.
In the meantime, how about this? I'll tell you that my name is Matthew Olson. You can listen to me on this other show called Twin Peaks Peaks that I do with my friend Ashley. It's where we talk about Twin Peaks. Find that at Twin Peaks Peaks. Second Peaks is spelled P-E-E-K-S. Simplecast.fm.
I don't remember the exact date of your birthday.
Holy shit. I cannot believe you. It's September 19th, 1992. Okay. FYI. Yeah, you can also find me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. Spell it right. And.
You were born on the 3rd of Sans-Culottide?
Sans-Culottide?
Do you know what a Sans-Culotte is?
No.
That doesn't make sense that that's a month, and I don't understand what's going on. But the sans-culottes are the most radical crazies.
Hell yeah.
So I don't get why that's a...
Hell yeah. Sans-culottes.
This is like some sort of like weird special month that you're born on.
I was born on a special French month.
Anyway, I wasn't. I was born on sorb tree. I can be found on Twitter at best cabest b-e-s-t-k-a-b-e-s-t. You can also tweet at the show. I don't know if you said that because I was googling, but it's at get to that.
Yep. You can find Can You Get to That. It's facebook.com/cygtt. And use the hashtag cygtt.
Have you read the one review of our show? Have we talked about this already on iTunes?
I don't think I've read the iTunes review.
It's by a friend of ours. And
I know. I've read this.
And the review goes, this show is chill.
On that note, I'm about to go nom 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 on some nachos. And it's going to be so good in my tummy. So I hope that you have a happy...
happy read of Frosty.
Happy read of Frosty, everybody. Stay frosty.
Stay frosty.
Stay frosty.
Until we get to snowy.
And then, what would you say then?
Keep making those snow angels.
Keep fucking that chicken. That's for the chicken fucking month. Sorry, we just ended on an old recycled joke there.
See you next week.
Bye, everybody.